The 20% fares increment announced by the Ghana Road Transport Coordinating Council takes effect today. The announcement comes at the heels of speculations and arbitrary increase in road fares by some drivers since last Wednesday. Its General Secretary Alhaji Ali Dubaba explained that the increases affect trotro, long-distance vehicles and taxis. He said the fares are based on the results of a research commissioned by the transport operators into various elements that go into running commercial transport. Alhaji Baba noted that henceforth, transport fares would not be adjusted according to fuel price hikes.
Passengers in Wa, the regional capital of Upper West, have accepted the new fares by transport operators without any resistance. Our correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab, who visited lorry stations, reports that even though some passengers are not too happy with the increase, most of them accept the new fares.
The increase in fares by drivers in Wa has come as a big surprise to many travelers. This is because they claimed not to have heard of any increase in fuel prices. This notwithstanding, passengers accept the new fares without resistance. A visit to Wa Hamele and Wa Bamboi stations revealed that business was as usual. A driver at Wa Bamboi station, Osman Sedu, told Radio Ghana that though the station has increased its fares, it is not up to the 20% granted it by the national executives of GPRTU.
Tinga is 110, fares is 10 cedis, Kui is 170.
The secretary at the Wa Hamele station, Moses Donko, also confirmed that fares have gone up at the station.
Hamele, we were collecting 7 cedis, now 8 cedis, 40 pesos. In London was 6 cedis, now 7 cedis, 20 pesos. But we are collecting 7 cedis because of the change.
A passenger at the station, however, told Radio Ghana that she does not understand why the fares have been increased since there have not been any upward adjustment in fuel prices.
It was 6 cedis, but now it's 7 cedis. They said 7 cedis, 20 pesos. I can't complain because I don't know their reason of increasing.
Other passengers say drivers need to increase their fares to break even so that they can be in business.
Swala Abdul Wahab reporting.